Start.
Okay.
And then we just go for it.
Okay, we're just gonna start and okay. Go for it. Okay, so.
Hi, Scooty.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How's your Mother's Day?
It was good.
What did you guys do?
Well, I decided to come down this weekend from DC to Denver, and I flew out on Friday morning. Okay. My mom and I just, we went shopping to okay. try and find things for the Cowboy Carter concert.
She's going?
No, just me.
Oh, okay. I was like, I know your mom is cool, but no, I didn't realize no. she was Cowboy Carter cool.
She's definitely not. She's very
she's
cool.
Not she's not CCC.
No, not CCC. She's not quite there yet. I've, like, got her to listen to a few Beyonce songs, but she, like, tunes
they're not
out.
Interested.
No, simply not.
They're
like,
not
would
interested.
Would not care less.
Like, I know she's talented, but it's not for them.
She cares about the that's fashion, okay. and she's like, that looks great. So, she's just, like, my stylist. So,
okay.
we went and we went shopping.
Then did we you went, find an outfit?
No, like,
my cousin wore red cowboy boots that she got on Amazon.
I also wanted to wear red cowboy boots, but then I showed them to my mom, and she was like, no, that's not a good look. So she just has a vision for my outfit that
okay.
we have to, like, collaborate on.
It's going to be DC summer, so you're doing shorts?
That's what I keep... I made a promise to myself in 2021 that I'd never wear denim shorts again. And I've kept that promise.
Wait, why?
I just hate them.
What do you mean? That means you haven't found the right shorts because no. I love a denim short. I have just, like 15.
I just find them unflattering.
Like, no, they're actually
they
the most fun. No,
like,
no, no.
I just
you can get the little stick for that.
I
thigh like, rescue or
I
whatever
just,
it's called.
I just don't want to consume like all, you know, I just haven't bought a pair of shorts.
No, you
I
haven't
might do
found
a skirt.
The right.
Do you, okay. Do you do Abercrombie? Like what?
I love Abercrombie. Okay. No, I'm not wearing. I'm wearing it, but no, I
okay.
love Abercrombie. Everything,
okay.
especially
okay.
denim.
I'll have to try.
Mostly denim.
I'll have to try. I'll potentially try a pair of jean shorts. I just like
the longer ones. Like they're so cute.
I just okay
with
I'll
a red cowboy
it.
Boot. I have to show you an outfit from a recent rally. It was very cute. I was wearing
really?
Denim shorts, like long ones with
okay.
cowboy boots, and a crew neck. And it was everything.
Wait, okay, so I'll have to take a look. I just think, like, the denim, like, I don't know. I just can't. Like, I just have, like, vivid memories of just, like, walking in D.C. in the summer, like, up
but you're
hill,
thinking, like,
town.
The, like, short shorts.
No, but, like,
wear
I'm
short
not,
shorts.
Like, I'm not even, like, my butt's not hanging out. Like, they,
yeah.
like, pass, like, my, like, they come, like, above the knee and, like, mid-thigh.
I'm thinking, like, you're
then,
borderline at knee. Is what I want for you.
I have a really long torso, so I feel like
yeah.
when I do that kind of stuff, it, like, makes me look, like, silly. But it's
no,
fine.
No. We're
okay.
Gonna, it's
no,
fine.
Fashion tangent. But,
okay.
Yeah, how was your Mother's Day? What did
My
you
Mother's
do?
Day was good. She had a really random $25 gift certificate to the Olive Garden.
Oh, fun.
So we went to the Olive Garden.
Love. Breadsticks?
Breadstick salad. Yeah. I did the tour of Italy.
Okay.
It was actually kind of good.
That's great.
Like, I know people kind of hate on the Olive Garden,
no,
but
it's good.
It's such a, like, suburban classic.
Well, also,
staple.
Chains are chains for a reason.
Yeah.
Because 100%. They're
mind
consistent.
It was bussin'. Like, it was packed. Packed.
For Mother's Day?
Yeah. No, this, well, we went Saturday to beat the rush, to beat the Mother's Day rush.
But the rush beat you.
The rush beat us. Like, it was still really, really busy. It was actually kind of good. I ate the leftovers today. And then we did lunch again, but like
nice.
A more casual lunch, and then went to the stores with some people.
Fun.
That was good.
Fun.
Yeah.
We love to hear it.
But speaking of our mothers, let's discuss
yes.
how we know each other.
Yeah. This is, it's, I feel like it really goes back.
It's like
right?
deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I know
100%
sure what
story.
It is?
I explain to people, like, family, friend, but like.
Yeah. But like more.
I think it's our grandparents.
I think
too.
It's.
I think it's my grandparents.
Your grandparents
and
my
your
parents.
Parents.
Yes. So your grandfather and my dad are really close.
They're really close.
And they live next door to each other in Ethiopia.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
But here, they knew each other from the church.
From the church.
And then my mom knows your aunt, I think, the
mm-hmm.
most.
Yes.
Right? Puni?
Yeah, Puni, who's my oldest aunt. Yeah.
Your oldest aunt, the most. And then... For whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
in the early 2000s, we were allowed to babysit children. I had no training.
Oh, my gosh.
But let's not talk about it.
Worst things happen.
Yeah, you're totally fine. You're alive. I feel like you guys had, like, a lot of activities and stuff.
Oh,
or was
yeah.
that Eliana, like, your
no,
cousins?
No, we were... Okay, so our cousins, yeah, but we all did a lot of activities. We were, like, I, like, swam.
You were swimmers.
We were swimmers
yeah,
growing
okay.
up.
Yeah.
Swim, yeah, don't know why. We were, like, the only black people in
Love
the
that.
Pool.
Yeah.
But
now
so.
You can swim, and
but
it's really, really important for everybody to know how to swim.
Yeah.
My mom learned how to swim, like, in her adulthood. Like, really? She was, like, 50. And she went to the rec center and learned that's how to crazy. Swim. She went swimming every single day for a year.
Wait, that's so... I actually love swimming.
I love swimming. It's just the hair thing.
It's the hair. It's honestly the hair.
It's so much work.
My hair looked awful. Like,
and then your nails get really brittle.
Yeah, my skin was dry. Yeah, like, it's not great. It smelled like chlorine. Anyways.
And then they make these, like, hair caps that they say are going to work, but they don't work.
No.
No.
And you look like an egg.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind looking like an egg. Exactly, if I kept my hair dry.
I know.
But my hair was, no, it was the
worst. Your hair's never going to be dry. You just have to, like, accept it and move on.
Yeah. Okay, so I kind of was your babysitter a little bit.
Yes, yes.
And then we reconnected because we've had, like, kind of similar lives in terms of public health land, global health world.
But, like, a few years apart.
Yeah, a few.
Just a few.
Just, like, a couple. Just, like, one or two. So I went to George Washington University for global health and then have worked at USAID basically since I've graduated. It's the only job I've ever had.
Yeah.
And loved it.
Yeah.
Loved every second of it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's pretty serious, semi-serious job. You know, I'm not a neurosurgeon.
But you're, like, dealing with people's lives.
Dealing with people's lives. Yeah. We're dealing with, like, HIV medications and a whole lot of money and... Yeah, and particular pediatric HIV, so working on all things kids.
Yeah.
And you also are going that direction, at least public health, global health world, but on the implementer side.
On the implementer side, yes. I went to Georgetown for my...
And all the Georges are, like, basically the same. George Washington, Georgetown, George Mason, same.
All the DC schools, like, it's, like, all super similar. And I,
if you hear background breathing, it's the dog. Denver.
Really cute though.
Fun fact about my mom. She said, that's not a dog. That's a Denver. She sees her as more than a dog. Yeah.
She's more than a dog.
She is more than a dog.
She's perfect.
Yeah. She's a good girl.
Yeah. Denver. Well, thank you so much. We really
she just dropped a toy tire on my phone.
That's okay. But yes, also, and then I work on the implementer side. So I do business development and basically try to get USAID's money.
Love it.
To implement our work, I feel like my areas of interest and, like, more technically leaning are more, like, maternal and child health a little bit, and then data and digital health as well. So, it's a tough
time. That's semi-serious.
It's semi-serious. Yeah. I think, I've, like, sent emails where, like, I'm submitting an application for, like, several $100 million in funding and casual. My Apple Watch is like, your heart rate is above 80 beats per minute. Like, and you appear to be at rest. Are you okay? No.
And you're like, no, I'm actually
no
unwell.
Deeply unwell and stressed.
I love that.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
And so semi-serious things. And it's a hard time to be working in this space.
It's or just such, like, a hard time.
It, like, even if you just care about people, I think it's just a hard time to exist.
Oof.
Yeah.
That was really...
That was deep.
That was so deep.
But, like, I can't get into it. Like,
let's get into deeply unserious instead. Yeah, deeply unserious. So, like, what are you watching right now? I'll let you know what I'm watching. Okay. I feel like we... Are we watching the same things?
I think we are watching the same things, but I feel like I'm a little behind.
Okay.
So, for preface, we both love Bravo.
Oh,
deeply,
yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's... And you know what? Like, people may think it's unserious, but... It's not. We're actually modern day cultural anthropologists
100%.
Studying conflict resolution, diplomacy, like psychology, and just how to interact with other humans.
Oh my god, exactly.
Deep points of self reflection, you know, like when you, like, I see myself, housewife, you know, so that's really important for people to know and acknowledge. Like, we're not, there's, like, this perception of reality TV that we're just, like, dumb and, like, are just, like, watching something stupid and, like, watching women yell and, like, throw wine glasses at each other.
No, I'm sorry I called you dumb. I think I meant stupid.
and they're like, sorry I called you dumb.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I meant stupid. But we're actually
more intelligent.
And it doesn't make you, like, a better person just because you don't watch reality. It doesn't make you, no.
As Khloe Kardashian once said, you don't get an award.
Yeah, you don't get an award.
Exactly.
Less TV. Exactly.
It actually, I think it makes you a worse person. I think it makes you uninteresting. And I think it means that you can't take things like nobody's life is too important to not, like, watch somebody, like, to not watch reality TV and enjoy it. Like,
100%.
You'll enjoy it.
There's something for everybody.
There is totally something
and you
for
need
everyone.
To be open.
Agreed.
And just, and, like, enjoy. Like, life is hard.
Life is so hard.
There's a recession.
There's terrorist.
I lost, like, so many thousands of dollars in my 401k, I think it's going to come back.
I'm,
don't worry about it.
I'm, like, stressed because next year I am off my parents' health insurance.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a rough one.
And, like, the whole 401k situation, I just, like... anyway.
Yeah, but luckily we're, like, nowhere near retirement.
Nowhere near retirement. We're going to be working until the day we die at this
unfortunately.
Rate.
Unfortunately. You know? Yeah. But, like, at least we'll have Bravo.
Yeah, hopefully. At least we'll have Bravo. No, I think we will.
No, we will. Because... No, we will.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much. And that in reality
can't
TV
imagine
goes.
A world without Bravo.
No, that's not a world I want to live in. But that's not a world I want to live in. You know what I mean? Like,
100%.
What would be the point? Okay, so what are you watching right now?
Okay, so I am deeply, deeply obsessed and have a parasocial relationship with the whole cast of Summer House.
Okay.
That's, like, my, like, I watch it live. Like, I, like, have my dad's
YouTube. You watch it live?
No, and let me tell you, I don't stay up past
9 p.m. Oh, she's rich!
It's my dad's YouTube TV login that he uses to watch soccer.
Fair.
I said, is that still active? And I got it, and I watch it at 9 p.m.
Isn't that, like, $100 a month? It's, like, not cheap.
It's not my...
it's none of your business.
That doesn't come across my desk.
No, 100%.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, I pay for Peacock. He pays for YouTube TV.
Yeah. I also recently just got a full-time premium, whatever
Peacock's,
you want to call it.
Peacock subscription. I don't even know how much it is. I can't... I
think it's definitely not $100.
Rocket
it's
Money,
like,
tells me. I think it told me it was, like... $17.99 a month.
Okay.
They're like, the price went up.
I under 20, I'm okay with, I feel like.
Over 20, I don't care. Like,
okay,
I mean,
you will be
fair. Like, I just, like, there's certain things that, like, actually, it's a necessity. It goes in the necessities column. Like,
yeah.
Peacock is that. But, yes, Summer House, currently watching live.
Okay.
And I even, like, watch What Happens Live after it, because they usually have, like, a cast member, like, on it. So, like, I want to see what's going on.
Yeah.
What else am I watching? I watched all of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
I watched all of Potomac. I think, like, the current show. And then I'm watching Atlanta, but I'm behind. Like,
I'm behind
on Atlanta.
Which is funny because you told me to restart it.
I did.
And then I got caught up.
Yeah, it's just.
And now you're behind.
And I'm also watching Bravo Love Hotel.
Oh, I love Bravo Love Hotel.
Me too, obsessed with it.
Is that what it's called? Bravo Love Hotel?
I think it's Bravo's Love Hotel, but yeah.
Okay.
Like, Love Hotel.
The name's not great.
No, the name is bad. The name is bad, for sure. But it's good. It's a good show. Like,
it's
I'm
so
thoroughly enjoying it.
Good.
Yeah, thoroughly.
Like, I love them all.
Yeah.
Wait, all should great. We start with Love Hotel?
Okay,
I was not expecting us
no,
to talk
surprise.
About Love Hotel.
Okay, no, I love Love Hotel. And I like, and the thing is, Love Hotel, I watch it on Monday nights. And my thing is, like, my schedule is I have to have, like, a Bravo show, like, mostly each night to kind of, like, get me through. So Wednesday, Summer House, like, I wake up, like, excited on Wednesdays. I'm like, like, 9 p.m., so, like, new Summer House.
Okay.
And then I watch The Valley, too. I've been watching The Valley as well.
Okay, I don't watch The Valley.
The Valley's good. The Valley is, like, Vanderpump, but, like, they're millennials.
Adults,
and they
yeah.
have kids.
Yeah,
and
okay. And it's Rihanna's favorite show.
Yeah.
Like, she watches it, so maybe I should watch it.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's kind of
It's dark.
It's dark. Because Jax, you know what I mean? And he's, like, going to rehab.
He's not okay.
And
yeah, Jax is not okay.
No.
Like, I don't know a lot about Jax. I just know he's, like, not okay.
I know. He's deeply unwell.
He's unwell. And Brittany is, like...
Brittany. Dayton White.
Yeah.
Rotten hell. Yeah. Like, is she just...
Brittany is Brittany. Okay, so I feel like I'm a little bit more chaotic with my watching.
Okay.
Like, I don't really know what days anything is.
Okay.
I just know that by the end of the week, I have to have watched certain things.
Certain shows. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
And so, and, like, when more of the Housewives are on, like, then I'm more, like, into the
then
days.
Then you're more into the days.
But
okay.
Right now, it's just Atlanta, right?
Okay. It's just Atlanta right now.
And I don't even know what days they go. I just,
Sunday, 8 p.m.
Yeah,
okay. And then Bravo Hotel's after, which is, like, why I only, you know, so I watch it Mondays.
Okay, see, I don't know that.
That's okay.
But I'm up to date on everything.
Perfect.
Everything
okay.
right now.
Okay.
But I'm not watching The Valley. So, Summer House, Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
Love, what is it called?
Bravo, Love Hotel.
Love Shack.
Love Shack Fancy.
Love Shack Fancy. Bravo's Love Shack Fancy. And then, I watched season 2 of The Traitors.
Oh my gosh.
I was going to watch season 1, but they were, like, irrelevant uglies. Like, I didn't know who they, not ugly, actually, but you know what I mean.
No,
but, like,
exactly.
I didn't know who they were.
Precisely.
And then watched, season 2. So
it's
good,
really, really
and everybody
good.
Needs to watch it.
It's really, really good. I would wholeheartedly agree.
Everybody needs to watch it, and I know Sierra... Denver. I know Sierra is in season 3.
Season 3.
So yeah. I'm excited about season 3.
Season 3 is really good. They're cast.
Are you literally okay?
There's a rumored cast for
Denver.
She,
go.
She knows. There's a rumored cast for season 4 that just dropped. And so that'll be filming soon. And that is Mary Cosby.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm in.
Dorinda is coming back because Dorinda was on season 3, but like didn't have a good run.
I feel like I heard her talk about it. She was like first, and she didn't get to wear her outfits. No. Why do I know that?
Because you consume the content. I know everything. No, exactly. You have to. Yeah, so Dorinda might be coming back. And who else from Housewives? I think, oh, Margaret. The Marge.
Oh,
your
husband's in the pool. Yeah. I love Margaret.
Me too.
Okay. Me too. So. And I, oh, by the way, we don't talk about it enough. I love like a mom, daughter, like senior, junior.
Yeah. Marge senior. Marge junior.
Obsessed with that. Yeah. We don't talk about it enough.
No, I loved Marge when she came on the scene.
So good. With her pigtails.
With her pigtails. I mean, like she kind of, I wouldn't say she like lost the plot. Like I still like her. Like Jersey became a little unenjoyable for me with like all the fighting at the end.
So much fighting.
Yeah.
And then at the end, it's like they are family.
Yeah.
And it just like is kind of heartbreaking.
No,
but also Louis's such a freak. I'm so sorry.
With his like forehead. It's like a
mobile. Oh my gosh. From the beginning. No, he like is really scary.
Yeah. We're not a fan.
Save Teresa Giudice.
Save
Giudice.
I think it's Giudice.
I don't know. Isn't it like I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah.
But her daughter's gonna, her daughter is gonna be on
Next Gen NYC.
Next Gen NYC. Are we gonna watch Next Gen NYC?
Yeah, I don't have anything else to
do. Yeah, for sure. I love Riley.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's Riley's sister's name? Or like her stepsister?
Oh.
I love her.
Oh my gosh. No, we need to figure that out. Pause.
Pause. What?
And then Ariana Bierman. Yeah. Who else?
Is that the one where they were, like, saying that she, like, did something really, salacious for John Legend tickets?
Oh, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Do you remember that?
I don't think so.
Kayla.
Kayla is
Todd's daughter.
Okay. Riley, I'm excited for Riley. I'm excited for
Brooks Marks.
Nah, I'm not like anti Brooks. I'm also not like pro Brooks.
That's fine.
Meredith, I think, as a Salt Lake character or like entity, like she needs to be there because she contributes to the drama, but I'm not like dying to see her on my screen. Like,
but last season she was just, it's too much.
She's floating.
It's too much. Yeah. It's just. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't need her, like, pointing all crazy. Yeah. I just, like, don't need it from her.
With the forehead
thing. No, I just don't need it.
No, I totally agree.
I just don't need it. I don't need Seth. I never need to see Seth.
Ugh. I know. Like, I'm kind of bored.
I'm bored.
Yeah. We need more Mary Cosby.
We always need more Mary Cosby. I'm so excited that she might be on Traitors 4.
Yeah, that'll be really, really fun. And she'll be good.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to be hilarious.
She's going to be so funny.
I love her.
I can't wait. But, okay. Should we start with Bravo Love Hotel?
Bravo's Love Shack Fancy. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
First of all,
I don't know anybody's name.
Okay.
But like I can describe them.
Yeah, no, for sure.
The guys, I don't know
but I'm kind of just obsessed with like the concept of it.
It's so good.
It's a really great concept. I think first of all, who's watching Ashley's kids? That's my question. Because they're there for a long time.
Wait, that one guy who was like, have you ever dated a white boy? Yeah, and she was really like, funny. Died laughing. She's like, I'm so used to everybody knowing who I am. Like,
no,
Ashley Darby, where are your children?
Ashley Darby, where are Dean?
Michael Darby's
Dylan?
Not
taking care of Dean. No, because we know Dylan. It's not Michael. Like,
but it's not the mom either.
The mom, what's the mom's name? The mom's like kind of crazy. Yeah. Like, yeah.
The mom was dating some like really horrible guy.
No, who's Uncle Lump must be taking care of Dean and Dylan right now.
You know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And the aunt. Is it like Uncle Lump's wife or some that lady who has like the longish blonde hair?
Yes.
Who is she?
Oh my gosh. No.
We don't talk about her enough.
Yeah, we need to find out who she is because
Uncle Lump's.
Because they're taking care of the children.
Wife?
For sure. Like, that was my first question. Like, who's taking care of Ashley Darby's children? Because I saw
Giselle. Aunt Monica.
Okay, Lump and Monica.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. Or you know what, though? You know how sometimes they, like, bring the kids and they just don't show them? But they're not going to be in Mexico for 2 weeks,
no,
right?
No, it's longer than 2 weeks. Like, I saw an interview, and Giselle was, like, we're there for, like, a month. So who's watching her? Oh, no,
the kids are not there
kids?
For a month.
Yeah, you know? Anyways, those poor kids.
Those poor kids.
Yeah.
Luann, Countess Luann de Lesseps.
She's funny.
I love
she's
her.
She
doesn't live
it.
On this planet, and
no.
That's, like, my favorite thing about her.
No, she totally doesn't. I loved when they were all sitting there and having the conversation about, like, okay, ladies, like, let's not, like they're, like, not to talk about the elephant in the room, but, like, we need a rich man. Like,
she was, like, he was talking about his homes.
Yes. Like, there are multiple homes.
I have multiple homes.
Yeah. No, what was that guy's name? I don't know. Jay? No, it was a different one. Sorry, I'm mixing up the two black
Who,
ones.
The, like, Eric Benet-looking guy?
Yeah. Giselle has such a type. It's, like, bald and black.
Yeah.
I
don't know his name.
Mm-mm.
The muscular one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jay? Is that one Jay?
Well, Jay's the...
I'm going to look it up.
Jay's... Yeah, we actually should.
Who are the guys on...
Bravo Love Hotel.
Bravo's Love Check. Bravo's Love
the
Hotel.
New name. Okay, let's go a visual site.
Meet the cast.
Who the hell is this host? I've never seen him before.
Is he SNL?
I don't know.
He's somebody. I don't know who he is.
Joel Kim Booster.
I think he's... On SNL.
He
I don't watch
is
it.
Is a Chicago-bred comedian, writer, and actor, best known for writing and starring in Fire Island.
Okay, maybe I'm totally wrong.
Austin's Pride and Prejudice earned 2 Emmy nominations. Wait, he also stars alongside Maya Rudolph in Apple TV's Loot and hosts Love Hotel. Okay.
Okay, I have no idea who I'm thinking of, and I'm 100% incorrect, and that's fine.
No, like, we'll just look at the cast and see their names, because, hello, computer.
Oh my god, they like do not. Okay, I have it.
Okay.
The guy, yeah, Jay is the muscular guy.
Okay.
Philip is the rich Eric Benet looking guy who lives in Beverly Hills. Earl of Pearl. Earl is the one they're fighting
Earl
over.
Earl of Pearl. Yeah, low key. But okay, like, I'm obsessed that Earl was like Giselle. Like,
yeah.
I was like, and yeah, because
exactly.
Giselle is, like, so funny.
She's
like,
so funny.
She's so funny.
She's just here for the nonsense. Like,
yes.
She's not here to find love. Giselle is here for a good time, not a long
she's
time.
She's literally here for a good time, not a long time.
All her kids are in college.
Yeah. I
Let's
love
save
her kids.
Them. Adore.
Adore. Well, no, first, well, Grace. Grace.
Grace.
And then Adore and Angel.
Ugh.
I love them.
I love them.
Yeah.
I love them. They can do no wrong.
No, I
book.
Love those kids. And when Mia talked about the kids, I was like, off my screen. Anyways,
yeah.
I can't talk
Do
about
not
that
talk
woman.
About the kids. And do not
no.
talk about the husbands.
No, 100%.
Okay. Wale is...
Wale and Ashley, they're having their little, like, their
yeah.
little dalliance.
They're definitely having a dalliance.
There's just, like, a lot of, like, sexual chemistry between the two of them.
No, 100%.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And he's like, Ashley has such great outfits. Like, I love her outfits. Like,
she's not wearing clothes.
Does she? I'm like, is that the case?
Oh, my God.
Truly?
Oh God.
Sorry. No, you're good.
Okay, this is just a tester. I'm mm-hmm. putting this on focus. Okay. okay. And then all the old white men, I'm so sorry. I don't know.
Blurring together. Couldn't
figure
out the lineup.
I just know two of them are short.
Because
Luann doesn't like them. Because she's
For sure.
like... She picked Gary. No, she picked Ralph because he's tall.
Ralph because he's tall. Who is she with also? Like, or who is Shannon with?
I think so. Shannon liked.
I'm on an article. This is Meet the Old School Bachelors.
Shannon liked Ralph, but then originally she liked Ralph.
But she's.
But then
and
she's,
now she's with Earl. The
with
Pearl.
Earl.
She and
but
Earl,
he,
the
Earl
Pearl
does something bad.
Yeah, also, like, Earl isn't, like, rich, apparently, because they were talking about their,
yeah,
like,
he's like, can she...
Yeah.
He was like, or they were saying, can he afford...
Yeah, her lifestyle.
And then she's like, I don't know if I care about that.
Yeah, oh, Philip.
Do you know about Shannon Bedore?
Not enough.
Okay.
My favorite Shannon clip that I've ever seen is when she's, like, when they're, like, at the restaurant, and she, like, asks the waitress, like, what's good here? What's low fat? And then she's like, I really like this, and she goes, I'll have a cheeseburger. Like, I think, and, like,
Shannon
and so I just
Storms
like
Bedore is what they call her.
Okay.
I haven't seen all of OC.
Yeah,
I've watched
either.
Recently just because there was, like, absolutely nothing on.
Yeah.
Like, earlier this year. And... There's, like, this lady who's dating her ex, and she had, like, a DUI,
okay.
and she's just really, really chaotic. And she when she dates somebody, she dates them, like, really for, like, a like long, really long while. Yeah. Yeah, she really dates them. It's like, this is the one.
Yeah.
And then, inevitably, it all, like, falls apart. Yeah. So, I think she should go with somebody who's, like, not generally her type, which is just, like, a rich guy in, like, Ferragamo shoes, which is, you'd know about if you'd seen it. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
No, it's totally fine.
Okay, it's fine.
But I am excited for her to be with Earl the Pearl. I do think Ashley's gonna pick Wale simply because,
for sure, like, there's just obvious. There. I thought that was like a funny moment, like when like he like went back in.
For went back, yeah.
I was like, okay.
And then I kind of like all the breaking of the fourth wall of it all, sure. Where they're like they show the other cameramen.
Yeah,
I love it. It's like it's unserious, and I'm obsessed. No,
it's so unserious. It's cute. And they picked a good group of four housewives for.
Yeah,
like I perfect like, group. I love like literally like I always and I told you this like for Potomac this season. Like, they made me like Giselle again. And I always liked Giselle. I just, like, I didn't like what she did to Candace.
No.
So, like.
Justice for Candace, yeah, always.
Justice for Candace, always, every day, till the day I die. But, yeah. Like, for Giselle, like, I really enjoy seeing her in this way. Like, yeah. She's just funny. Like, her personality gets to shine. Like, yeah. Like.
Yeah.
When she's, like, joking with one of the guys, and she's like, have you been to jail? Like, I was like, she's really funny.
She's so funny.
Yeah, she's so funny.
No, she's having a good time. Yeah. And these are, like, it's the perfect group. Like, they casted it really, really well.
Perfect group, yeah.
It'll be fun to see whoever the new guys are.
For sure, for
Giselle
sure.
Giselle doesn't care. She's going home with Jay. She's going home with Phil. She's going home with whoever. No, she's going home care. With all of them.
And she's kind of in, oh, like, my God. Drama.
TBT to when she was dating, what's his butt, from, what's that show?
Oh, Jason. From yeah. From Summer House.
Winter House,
yeah.
Who like got Lindsay pregnant that one time? That's we don't talk lore. About that enough.
And he's and where is he? Nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found.
He caused all this drama in the Bravo universe.
One of yeah, he was hooking up with Giselle for like a while.
Loki, get it? Giselle can get yeah, it. She's so yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
That was crazy.
I didn't love.
Wow, that was crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Winter House. Okay, that's all I have to say about Love House Love Fancy I
know.
Right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know what? Like, we're checking into the hotel.
We are.
And, like, we'll probably check out soon. But it's you know, it's enjoyable.
It can't be, like, how long do you think this can possibly go?
Because it's only been 10 episodes.
Max, you think?
No reunion. Just 10 episodes. No. Yeah.
Definitely no reunion. Because it's only been, what, two?
Yeah, it's only been two episodes.
Oh, I think there's 8.
Okay, perfect. I can do that.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. I can totally do that.
Okay, let's go into, do you want to get into Summer House?
Yeah, please. Every day of my life, like, I think about it in the shower.
Okay, so you watch Summer House live.
I do. I literally watch it live because it's so good. Let's talk about it. So the reason I watch it live is, okay, so I got into Summer House last year when last season was airing, which is crazy. I know. So, like, I'm like
okay, you are new.
I'm new.
And how far back did you go? Or did you go?
So I just watched, like, season 8. Okay. And, like, I watched season 8 because, like, listen, like, I was a fan of
I don't even know what season we're on right now. Like, 9. I just watch it. What?
I know we're on 9 instead of 10.
You've watched 2 seasons?
No.
Okay, sorry. Okay,
sorry. So I watched season 8 because I was, so I love Paige.
Of course.
And I am a Giggly Squad listener. And so I was listening to that and I was like, oh my gosh, like, you know what? I'm going to watch Summer House, like, whatever. Because I had been getting into, like, my Bravo, like, moment. Like, I had done Beverly Hills, and I was watching that, and I was watching, and I watched Potomac, and I was like, okay, and what got me into Bravo first and foremost was Vanderpump. Like, I watched Vanderpump from the beginning.
Okay.
Like, I didn't, like, watch it when it started airing, obviously, because I think it would have been clinically insane. I think I was, like, maybe 12 when it, like, started airing.
Okay.
That would have been inappropriate for Club Girl.
Yeah.
Anyways, but, so I was like, okay, I should watch another, like, I categorize it as the Housewives and the kids shows.
Okay.
Because, and, like, kids shows, like, Southern Charm, Summer House,
Spanish, yeah.
Like, The Valley, you know what I mean? Like, it's not the Housewives. So, I was like, let me watch Summer House. So, I watched season 8 because I loved Paige, and I was, like, you know, just kind of watching episodes as they were popping up on my dad's YouTube TV, which I was recording them.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I got a Peacock subscription, so I was like, let me watch from the beginning. So, I watched season 8, and then I was like, let me start from, like, you know, first and foremost for Summer House. Okay. I started watching season 1, and I cannot stand the Workus twins. I was like, white town.
Yeah.
Like, my eyes are burning.
Dorcas, what did they used to say?
Like, I'm bored. Like, yeah. Like, I'm boring. Like, I was just bored. So I watched
the reunion. Carl of it all, like, I can't.
Yeah. So my like, hack, if I don't want to watch the full season, is I just, like, watch the reunion. Okay. So I think I watched the reunion for that. I think I watched the reunion for season two. Then I started season three when Paige enters the scene.
Okay.
Paige and Hannah enter the scene, so Jordan, okay, Jules, saw that whole season.
Yes, yes, yes.
Saw season four. Okay. Saw season five. Season five is some of the best television
Which ever. One's remind me?
COVID season, where they locked them in the house for 6 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Clinically,
yeah,
insane.
Yeah.
Of course you go insane. That's a social experiment.
Is that when Luke came?
Yes.
Okay.
That's when Sierra entered.
Luke and Sierra. Okay, yeah, 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 yeah.
And then I watched season six, and I think why I love season eight so much is because I just love seeing Sierra happy with West.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate him so much.
We don't have time. We don't have the time, no, to get to West.
But yeah, so anyway, so I was just really sad about that. But that's why I, like, watched season eight. So now I'm watching season nine live. I watched the last episode, and...
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just really, let me just say, I'm over Lexi's victim press tour.
She's on a press tour. You know what I don't like is, what's that guy's name? He's like a bachelor.
Nick Viall. I hate him.
Who is he?
Okay, so, I try not to hate anybody, but I listened to this man's podcast in 2023 when the Bravo, like when everything in Bravo came crashing down, when, like, they hit the Pentagon, was Scandal.
Yes.
Where were you on March 3rd, 2023?
Yeah, exactly.
I know exactly where I was.
Fun fact, that's also my birthday.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No.
And then, no, I learned about it, and I was like, wait a second, I need to watch that's when I started that.
Okay. And you, like, consumed every piece of content.
Every piece, yes.
Like, once I knew
I could
about
not
it,
get enough.
No, and that's when I was
watching.
I remember
March 8th was a big day. I don't remember exactly what happened, but it was a big one.
So much was happening, and I started listening to the Bile Files then, because, like, they were talking about it all the time. I was like, I need it. Like, I was like, it's, like, a fix.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I, like,
yeah,
needed, like, all the Summer House, or not Summer House, all the Vanderpump content I could get. So I started listening to him then, but now he's kind of just, like, flopping.
Yeah.
His takes are so incorrect. They used to be good, and now they're so incorrect. He's so anti-Sierra. For what?
He's so anti-Sierra.
Racism. Actually, like, we know for what.
Yeah.
Like, why am I pretending I don't know?
But it's, like, I don't like that everybody's kind of agreeing with Lexi, and, like, Sierra's too good to go on, like, a press tour about,
sure,
of it all, like,
for
she
sure
said it, she said it once,
yeah,
please stop talking about me.
Yes, exactly.
And then she's like, I'm not allowed to talk about her anymore.
No.
So I'm not going to, but if you really want me to,
yeah,
Sierra's the problem. Like,
yeah,
are you,
no,
insane,
exactly. She's just, like, well, and
let's talk about Sierra. Sierra's a model. Sierra's a registered nurse.
Sierra, if you ever listen, like,
Sierra,
we love you to, like, the ends of the earth.
Sierra is stunning.
She's,
like,
the most beautiful woman I've seen in my life
ever in all of life, and she's so much better than all of these, like, literal irrelevant
men.
Uglies.
Yeah, they should all be kissing her feet, washing her feet.
100%. And then, like, instead they're like, oh, Sierra, don't touch my arm. Are you okay?
No, they're not okay. They're so unwell. And they're all in love with her. Carl, Jesse,
Carl!
Wes.
Carl coming out of nowhere to be like, oh, by the way,
I have a crush on you.
First of all, duh. But second of all,
duh.
Really, Carl?
I know.
Put it away. Give it a rest. Like, I don't need to hear. I don't need, like, to hear about. Carl is 50.
50. 60.
He's,
like, 60. You know? Like, yeah.
I don't need to hear about your. Like,
I know.
Go work on your soft bar.
I know. I have a soft spot for Carl just because I just think he's just, like, a nice guy.
He's such a nice guy.
Soft guy.
He's so soft.
He's just tender. He needs soft.
He's
house.
So soft.
Yeah.
That mortgage. That, or the rent, or whatever the heck.
Insane.
For that.
$10,000 a month for 7 years is crazy. You know, he's crowdfunding to fund software.
I did see that. You know, I gave it a like, but I would, I mean, I'm not going to
give it a like. I gave it a view. I said, scroll.
He needs to sell 78 billion mocktails. And I just don't know if enough people are going to, you know what it is? People don't want to spend $25 on a mocktail.
That's the problem. I'm low-key in, like, my mocktail era. Like,
yeah.
I'm not, like, a big, like, I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I want to drink. And I love a mocktail. But then I go out and I get a mocktail and I'm like, why am I paying $15 juice and soda?
Yeah, you spent $15.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I,
yeah, I'm getting a wine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like, I'll have something else. So I don't know that other people are going to spend that much. I need to, like, see his coffee options. Like, if he's actually going to serve coffee, like, I think he has, like, you know, like, a thing there.
Yeah,
I don't,
like,
think it's gonna succeed.
Does Brooklyn need another coffee shop?
No, 100% not.
Right.
Yeah, so he probably won't succeed. But
what did Kyle say? If everybody was doing it, then, like, it would have already been done or something.
Yeah.
Like, he said something so. Kyle.
I love Kyle. I have a soft spot for Kyle.
Kyle, When is Kyle going to grow up? When he has a kid? When is he going to have a kid? Maybe never. Maybe Amanda never. Petula is not giving him a child, and no. That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Amanda Petula's husband. Kyle. My soft spot for Kyle is, like, the way he defends Sierra. Like, I think he has such a soft... Like, I think he loves Sierra so much.
He loves Amanda's friends.
He loves Amanda's friends.
He does.
Yeah.
Except for when he was fighting with Paige.
Yeah, but that was...
But that was over salt. Hannah. Well, and then that was a spritz Hannah. Of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was, like, he loves Sierra. Like, when he was, like, to Jesse, he's like, can I help you out here, bro? Like, actually, like, don't say the same thing about Wes. And I was like, wait, great, Kyle.
Yeah.
The other thing I love about Kyle is I think what solidified him is, like, I was, like, I choose him. He's my white boy of the show.
Yeah.
Is when they were having...
New segment.
New segment unlocked. Perfect. Is when Kyle was having Maya and Sierra sat them all down for that conversation about race.
Oh, yes.
One of the most beautiful moments on the show.
Yeah.
Where is Maya? We miss her. Bring
we
her back.
We miss her. Remember when she was dating Chef Kwame? Chef?
The chef.
Chef Kwame, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, he just did the Met Gala.
They were engaged.
He's, like, taken off.
That's awful.
But he was a bad boyfriend.
He was a really bad boyfriend and was, like, toxic and horrible.
Justice for Maya.
I love her so much.
I do, too.
I follow her on Instagram, and she's beautiful, and her dogs
she's
are
stunning.
Really cute.
Oh, my God.
But, yes, he, like I just feel like Kyle handled that so well. Like, he handled the conversation really well, and Luke, came out, and he was, like...
Wasn't he just, crying?
Like, yeah, he cried, and, like, Luke came out and said something where he was, like, wait... You guys were, like, acting like, you know, it was easy for me. Like, it was really hard for me when I came to the house. It took me, like, 2 years to make friends with people. And Kyle was like, shut up. Don't center yourself in the situation.
Yes, I do remember
that. And he was like, think
about
it. Like, that's coming from a white guy. Like, think about what it's like for them. I was like, okay, eight.
In the Hamptons of it all.
Like, and then, lest we forget with Imrul, when Imrul was like, I was an illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
And Danielle was like, what? I can't stand Danielle. Insufferable city. Like,
Danielle.
I cannot stand her.
And the haircut made her worse.
No. Like, literally, like, we get it. You're going through something. You got a bob. Like, your hair looked better long. I can't.
As a CEO, I really can't be doing. Of what?
Literally,
Paige
what?
DeSorbo. Of what?
No.
Of what? You know what? Of what is a full sentence?
Of what is a full sentence? Question mark.
Question.
Exclamation point. Two punctuation comments.
Let's get into the fact that Lexi and her family are way too close. I'm so sorry to say.
Don't be sorry.
Okay, I'm not sorry.
No.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
What? The club, being at the club until like 3 a.m.
It's something that we could never, ever understand. Like, we're close.
The PDA?
Yeah.
And then all of them saying, I would never do that in front of my parents, but then like, here I am in front of Lexi's mom.
And doing that.
And sister, the family therapy. He said we were talking for 3 hours.
No.
With the family?
No.
It's so weird.
And like, their parents, like, oh, they've like slept together and like all this stuff. They're probably unpacking
so
all that.
So weird.
Couldn't do that. Then maybe like our immigrant parents.
So
and, like, all of that.
Oh,
but,
no.
But
never.
I think, I personally think that it's like a healthy boundary to have that with your parents and be like, there's certain things that we don't address.
100% And for what?
No, like, for what does it add to your life to address those things?
Yeah. For what of what? Both complete questions. Super, super weird. The whole Jesse being like, I'm really sad that you're calling me two-faced and a liar. And
Sierra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when it cuts to, like, the next episode where she's like, I don't trust you. Are you okay? Lexi's not okay.
No, she's not okay.
Let's get into Lexi. Lexi's all of 5'5".
She's all of 5'5".
Very pretty face.
Like, okay. I'm, like, yes, but, like, I'm not, like, whoa, like, I don't know.
But, like,
I have
how is she
really
a full-time
high
model?
Standard for, like, white women and beauty. Like, I'm kind of, like, if you are a white woman, you're, like, like, I'm trying to think, like, the prettiest white, like, Margot Robbie level. Like,
stunning.
That's my standard, you know?
Yeah.
Lexi's pretty. Like, she's pretty. I don't think she's a bad person.
Yeah.
I just, like, I don't.
It's just too much.
Yeah.
I saw somebody say that she should have just been on Love Island.
She
or maybe that was
Island.
You. Somebody said that.
Yeah.
And, like, perfect.
Yeah.
She makes perfect sense on Love
Island.
She
wasn't supposed to be on Summer House.
No.
Like, I don't think we
And then
need
the press
her.
Tour.
The press tour is too much.
Yeah.
Nick Viall's podcast.
And now it's a full year later. It's embarrassing.
It's a full year later. Like, get it together.
Get over it.
Yeah, the Lexi of it all. Okay, here's my analysis on her. I'm really over everybody being like, Sierra's not a girl's girl. Like, Sierra's not a girl's girl. I would argue that Lexi is more of the anti-girl's girl because I have not seen her try to have a relationship with any of the girls in the house.
No.
If it's not about her problems with Jesse. Like, she doesn't have conversations with the girls in the house unless it's, like,
about
her.
About Jesse.
And Jesse.
So
that might have happened
weird.
Off camera. Like, we might not have seen it, but, like, I haven't seen her try and connect with anybody. But,
agreed.
Like, Jessie, honestly.
Agreed. Amanda has to remind us that she's the one who brought her on the show. It's because, like, you don't see it.
No, you don't see it.
She's uninterested.
She's totally uninterested.
She came in 11 seconds after she got into the house.
They started making out weekend one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they were in love weekend two.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, planning their lives weekend three.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want from us?
I don't even know what week we're on. Like,
and then even this last episode, weren't they all in the living room? Tell them how our week was, Jess. Like, what are we doing?
I know.
Summer is supposed to be fun.
And I'm not having fun. Like, I'm not having fun. I'm so tuned out. Like, I'm literally living for, like, other moments and interactions on the show. Like, Jessie Lexi drama is getting so old.
I'm so tired.
Like, Sierra said, she's like, I'm just over it. Like,
yeah,
she's like,
I have 1 week.
I've got 1 week left to care.
Yeah. Ugh.
Queen.
I love her so much.
Yeah, and
she's just the best.
She's perfect.
She's everything.
Okay, so we should unpack the moment where West, like, did his little, like, sad moment.
And then she just got up from the table.
Yeah.
Looking stunning.
She looks so good.
I mean, I had to rewind. I was like, you look so freaking good.
She looks so good all the time.
And, like, it was just, like, a regular random night dinner in the Hamptons, and she looked like that.
She looks like that. She's, like, stepping out looking like that.
And West Wilson thinks he deserves.
Over there on the other side.
It was really sad.
No, like, my take is, like, he knows he will never, ever do better. And he knows he
will never do better
so badly. And, like, he's just...
Do you remember when Carl said that to Paige? He was like, you'll never do better than me.
That was insane.
So insane.
But West knows. Yeah.
You will always do better than me.
Old Carl is, like...
He's not a real person. Yeah, like, he's not real.
Like, literally, like, dead name. Like, he's, like, not... Like, he's like, no, it's true. Like, I just... Like, they're not the same person. Yeah. Like, Carl has grown so much.
Yeah. More life.
Yeah, that was not okay.
Oh my God, I'm so happy for him that he's sober.
That's why I feel like I have such a soft spot for him.
Yeah. Soft bar.
Yeah.
Are we going to soft bar when it opens?
Totally. I'll be there. I'll pay $25.
I'm paying my $25.
Cocktail with benefits.
And I'm leaving.
With mushroom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So what's enzymes. I'm like, okay, California sober, but I'll, like, share.
I guess.
But, like, you're still, like, out of your mind, but it's fine.
No,
whatever.
I'll be there. But yeah, no, when Sierra got up, I was really proud of her.
And I like that she came back and just, like, did not explain herself. She's like, yeah. I got up.
Exactly.
I don't need to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing it on purpose. And it's like, you know, like, where that will take me.
Yeah.
And you know where that takes you.
Yeah.
And, like,
so
I didn't sign up for that.
It was so manipulative.
And I'm going to leave. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, that was such a time. And then, didn't you come over? And then I held you in the... I'm leaving the table.
Yeah, she left the table.
And then I'll come back when I come back.
Exactly. And the other thing is, like, the crazy thing is, like, here's what pissed me off when Wes said that. He was like, I went, like, back to Sierra's apartment, like, cried on the edge of Sierra's bed for, like, 2 hours. I was like, she's there.
Yeah.
And then remember I went back to your apartment and, like, cried.
Yeah.
Like, she's still there.
Yeah.
Like, she's in the room. And, like, he acts like, whatever casual fling they had was definitely not casual.
It was not casual.
It was a relationship. And he just won't admit that.
But why?
I don't know. Like,
I really don't understand why he was like...
He thinks he's just a man and he doesn't want to commit. And he just is like, I could do better.
But then say that.
But he
can't.
And
do that.
And he knows he can't. That's the crazy thing.
I just, like, putting it all on Sierra. Putting all the onus. Yeah.
I think that's actually, when you heard in porn, he's like, bleep, 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 bleep.
Oh, yeah.
So that could be it. And Sierra's, like, too wholesome and, like, you know.
Oh, God, like, I just love her so much.
Yeah.
I just hate how they were all putting the onus on her to just, like, literally do anything. And
no.
It just bugged me so much. Because,
She's perfect.
She's perfect. She does not like you. She does not like you. She
mm-hmm.
doesn't. She doesn't like any of you losers.
Mm-hmm. Except for Carl.
She loves Carl.
Yeah.
But, like, leave her alone.
Leave her alone. Here's the thing that pisses me off is, like, they have all, it's such a hanging fruit, and, like, the racist bottle fans who are like, I never liked Sierra. Oh my gosh, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's such a hanging fruit to be like, to, like, go after her and, like, be like, she's mean, like, she's this, she's that, like, she's, it's just like, no, she's just has
she's
boundaries.
Actually not. Yeah.
And she's not overly happy and, like, she's not looking for anyone's approval.
And why should she? She's better than you people.
She's
like, I'm so sorry. She's literally better than all of you.
Like, much better.
And, like, unfortunately, she liked some of you.
Yes.
But we're moving past it.
Yes.
But that doesn't give you any right to, like, the whole New York Times. a New York Times article? No. Are you okay? And they and last summer he didn't he like didn't even have a job. Remember he did a backflip into the pool when he got a job at Complex?
Because of the show, mind you. Like Complex probably gave him that job because of the platform
he was on. 100% He did a backflip in.
Yeah.
For real. Are we serious?
And she's a model. And like, and the other thing that I get really pissed off about is like they're all using Sierra for a storyline.
Yeah.
Like Jesse and Lexi are using Sierra for the storyline. Yeah. West's entire storyline has been like Sierra doesn't like me, but Sierra shared a drink with me.
Yeah.
But Sierra said hi to me.
Anytime. And then he like looks into the camera.
No,
like,
I know, and he'll be so happy. It means he's still in love.
It's just so embarrassing.
He just wants her attention.
I know, like, but it's so embarrassing.
I know, it is really embarrassing for him, and she won't give it to him.
So what do you think is next for them? Do you think they're coming back next year?
Both of them?
Yeah.
I think so. Okay. I think so, because recently they've talked about, like, next summer.
I mean, next year is now.
Yeah. And those are coming in July. Mm-hmm. So they've started talking about next summer. So I do think they're both coming back.
Okay.
I do think they're both coming back. I don't think that Lindsay's not coming back.
No, she can't.
Yeah.
Where are you going to put your daughter?
I think we'll see her, like, popping.
Daughter's with Dean and what's his name? Lindsay's daughter's with Dean and
what's his name? Uncle Lump. Uncle Lump is watching Dean, Dylan, and Gemma.
With what's his name? Jason from Winter House.
No, Lindsay would not let, listen, Lindsay's not letting Gemma near.
No.
Uncle Lump. Let alone Jason. Lindsay would never.
No, Lindsay has changed 100%. Yeah, I'm so happy for her.
I love her. I love seeing her. Like, she was really funny when she was, like, laying in the bed. And she was like, ooh, 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 ooh. Like, when Sierra was, like, laying into Jesse.
Yeah. No. They've been, the girls' dynamic outside of Lexi has just been so cute.
It's been perfect. Yeah. It's perfect. Yeah.
It's so good.
It's all we need. Bring Maya back and it's perfect.
Oh, bring Maya back. What do we feel about Gabby?
Oh,
body,
I like Gabby.
T.
She's also beautiful.
So stunning.
I think I relate to Gabby because, like, growing up in, like, a predominantly, like, white environment.
Yeah.
Like, and just, like, the way she speaks and, like, all of that, it's, like, she kind of has, like, the valley girl type of thing. Yeah. And, like, I think I adopt that sometimes. Yeah, like, I'm like, oh, wait, like, where'd that come from? Like, was that me?
But like, we have an excuse. That? We were like raised in Denver, Colorado. I mean, yeah, not even Denver. Sure. No. We were raised in the suburbs of Colorado. Denver, to Cherokee Creek High School.
Literally.
Like,
yeah, exactly. But I think Gabby, like, also similarly.
Yeah.
But, like, now she's in fashion, which is, like, also predominantly white space.
Perfect.
Her fashion
for her.
Is so good.
She looks so good.
Her looks always so good. I wish they'd give us a little bit more of her. I
agree.
But this is my qualm with the stuff they do with Sierra. Like, Sierra is such a main character, but, like, she's everybody else's storyline. Like, I want to know about Sierra's life. Like,
yeah.
We got that stupid montage of, like, West being like, well, then I went to LA, and then I went to the Super Bowl, and then I went to the South. I'm like, I want to know about what Sierra's doing. Sierra interviewed Michael B. Jordan on the red carpet for Sinners. Like, tell us about that.
Yeah.
Like, that's so cool.
It is so cool. And so, I don't like how they, I feel like they try to put Gabby with, like, whoever is the random newbie of it all.
Yes.
And then they're just like, okay, you're with her.
Gabby,
like, they threw
yeah.
that dinner, beach dinner, weird
yeah,
thing
together.
Yeah. Why?
Gabby's very much a side character, which is okay. I also think, like, Gabby.
It's okay to be friend of.
I don't think Gabby does, I don't think Gabby, like, wants to be too much
you don't
of
think?
A full character. No.
Actually, you're right.
I don't think she
she's,
wants
like,
to.
Never there.
She's, like, not.
They're like, where's Gabby? She's not here
yeah,
this weekend.
Yeah, she's low-key yeah. never there. I think, like, she's.
That's true.
She's good to, like, add some, like, fodder to spread the rumor. Like, she spread the whole, like, Lil magician girl thing. Lemur. Lemuress.
You remind me of a lemur. Is that a good thing? What?
When she was
what?
My favorite thing is when she was breakdancing. Do you remember that? It's like, this is insane.
No,
you could not pay me money to go, like, breakdance on national television.
So beyond.
Ridiculous behavior.
I'm obsessed.
Okay.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then do we need to talk about Beverly Hills or do we care?
I think what we can just say is that we won't be tuning in.
Yeah.
Next season. I won't be tuning
it's,
in next season.
So here's the thing. I'll probably be there.
I don't, like, I can't
but
watch
but they need to change literally everything and mm-hmm. I don't trust Bravo to change everything.
No.
And the other thing about Bravo, though, is that they're so bad at a reboot
mm-hmm.
that, like, I don't know. It's not going to be good. It was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was so,
it was the same
so
bullshit
bad.
Like, every single weekend.
Yeah.
Every single week.
It was so bad.
Dorit Kyle, Dorit Kyle, Dorit Sutton, Dorit Sutton, like, Erica Sutton, you know?
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, get Garcelle at the reunion. And I was like, what did she do?
What did she do? She bought a beach house.
She bought it.
She raised the most perfect sons on the planet. Like, you cannot talk to me about Garcelle. And Garcelle has never looked better.
She looks so
good. Oh my God. She looks so good.
Sutton done. Like, Sutton, the only reason I like Sutton was because of Garcelle. So I'm out.
You're not mad at me. You're mad at your life.
Yeah. That was crazy.
I love that. You're mad at your life, though, is a bar.
No, it was. No, it was in Port Reed.
Yeah.
Done.
She lives off of the main road. Or what did she say?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The problem with Dorit is, like, she thinks, like, her, like, one-liners, like, eat.
And yeah. And,
like, no, that tasted so bad.
Like, yeah.
It sounded really bad coming from you. You don't exactly live at the Queen of Sheba. You live on the fucking main road.
I'm yeah.
like, in Bel Air. Yeah. Like, and even Andy was like, you can't afford her house.
No.
So what's your problem?
No.
Like, Sutton was right. When Dorit was like, you think you're bigger than me? She goes, think my wallet my is. Wallet and I said, is. And yeah.
I think my wallet is.
I was like, yeah.
And PK hates her. And PK that's sad. PK
hates her. Not meeting on PK's side. I don't like Dorit. Like, I'm so anti-Dorit. Like, if she comes across my screen again, like, I'm so done. I've never liked her. They tried to make me like her this season. It didn't work.
Yeah, they really did. Because they wanted her to, like, come out as this, like,
empowered, liberated woman.
Yeah, like, kind of protagonist-antagonist, like, mixture thing, weird.
They had me liking Kyle.
Oh, that's dark.
They had me on Kyle's side, and that's dark.
Which is dark.
Yeah, that's really dark. Like, I really can't explain it. I'm a Garcelle Paul. It's my problem with Dorit is, like, how she treated Garcelle all those seasons. Yeah. And so, like, I will never like her. Lord, forgive me.
Like, yeah, no, remember when they had that sit-down dinner and, like, Dorit was wearing that gray sweater with the blue shirt underneath, and she kept saying, Garcelle, Garcelle,
yeah.
Garcelle. Garcelle was like, why do you keep saying my name? It's like, that's just how I talk. Do I need to change that, too?
Yes.
Yes!
Everything. Change everything about yourself. When she was like, this is what got me, is when she was sitting there and they were, and she was like, my mother's like best friend is Black African American.
Oh.
And some of the people my kids have loved most in this world. They grew up very.
So they're all that, you're the help?
Yeah. And Garcelle was like, have you ever? And from that moment on, like, Dorit hated Garcelle.
Yeah. But then it's also like, maybe that is your life. And that's just your life. But to then be like, my mother's father's first removed best friend's cousin's,
it's so annoying.
Like, dog sitter. Was a person of color. Like, no.
Should the child bride comment about Crystal? Like, she just gets way too many passes, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And what I think is so interesting is, like, they really tried to make all of us love Dorit this season, and it didn't work.
They really did.
I remember I was watching Watch What Happens Live, and Dorit was, like, they were doing, like, a poll, and it was, like, who said, are you on Dorit or Sutton's? And it was, like, split. And, like, it was Dorit, but, like, by a hair.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, good. Like, people have comments.
But, and normally on Watch What Happens
Live, it's, like, a late
slide. Whoever's on.
Yeah.
No.
So,
it didn't work.
Yeah.
It did not work at all.
Justice for Garcelle. That's it.
Always justice for Garcelle.
Yeah.
Always justice for Garcelle. Yeah. I just love her so much.
No, I know.
I'm so happy for her.
Me too. And she just seems like to be thriving. She's going to be on like Netflix. And like, yeah, she doesn't need it.
And
they'd bring her back in a heartbeat. So that's fine.
No, they wish.
Exactly.
Okay, so something else we talked about was Scooty C's.
Yeah. We have to discuss this.
Let's discuss Scooty C's. So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really into rewatches, and I've rewatched everything from the beginning. From the absolute beginning, because I just need to know everything.
Yeah.
So, like, your hack has been, like, reunions.
I know, like, I think it's hard for me to commit, because I get bored, and then I'm like, I need it to get good.
Yeah.
Especially because my problem is I got into Bravo late.
Yeah.
So, it's like, I've seen it be really good.
Yeah.
And so when I watch the beginning, I'm like, okay, when are we going to get there? Like, you know, I'm like, let's arrive at, like, let's, like, park the car, you know?
Okay.
But I need to commit. I need to sit down.
You need to commit. Yeah. You need to sit down because it's going to be worth it.
It's going to be worth it.
I mean, not everything is worth it.
No, but it's
worth it. But most things are worth it. And I think we do some rewatches. I think we pick some iconic Bravo episodes.
Okay.
And you do a rewatch.
Okay.
And we, like, hear your thoughts
on,
like, the most unhinged versions of the Housewives. Because here's the thing. Let's talk about New York really, really quickly.
Yeah. Let's
because the reboot, it's not coming back. I think it's, like, done.
The reboot's done. Which is fine. Like, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it.
But the thing is, if you know old New York, this is so disappointing.
Okay.
Because they were New York housewives back then. Like, they didn't care. They weren't showing up in, like, the most perfect outfits and the glam and the blah, blah, blah. And I know that's just, like, part of it is just
these days,
like, what life is now. Yeah. And fine, that's your job is being an influencer. And you have to, like, wear Chloe and Louis Vuitton head to toe. And it is what it is. But these women were, like, rolling out of bed with their hair disheveled, like, on the phone. Like, Tom, he's cheating on you. Like, it's so chaotic.
Okay. I need to commit.
It's so good. And so, I don't know, are we going to do, like, whole seasons, or are we going to do, like, the most iconic episodes from certain seasons? Because then you won't get bored.
Yeah, then I won't get bored, but I think, like, I kind of need, like, the context
need the
for
lore.
A season. So, I think if, okay, I think what you could do is pick, like, a season with iconic episodes. And then I'll start watching the season, and then, like, I'll, like, make the commitment to, like, get to the episode, like, by the time, like, we need to discuss.
Okay. And so, okay, so we're going to need some people's help.
Yeah.
Like, picking certain iconic seasons with iconic episodes.
Yeah, season
There's
episodes.
So many.
And the franchises that you could do for that are, okay, so.
Okay, so what haven't you watched?
So what haven't, I haven't seen, like, a lick of OC.
Okay.
Like, not.
You know what? I haven't seen early OC. Yeah. So maybe we're Scooty watching, Scooty sees together.
Yeah, we could do it for OC. Okay, we could do it. OC, like, I'm like, ugh. Like, I think I just.
I know, but that was also the first Housewife, so it's, like, kind of embarrassing that we haven't seen it.
But, yeah, I guess. I'm just,
do you think?
No.
Or not so much?
I wouldn't say it's embarrassing. I just think it's more so, like, I don't know. Like, it's just, I'd rather watch New York. This is really a me problem.
I've probably rewatched New York 3 times.
Okay.
I love New York.
And this is, like, high praise. Like, everybody says this.
New York is so good.
I've seen, like, Scary Island, like the iconic, like, yeah. Like, how could you just make
go to sleep?
Mark?
Go to sleep!
Yeah, like, yes. Like, yeah. I've been like, how could you just make question mark? Like, and Bethany in the bed, like, with, like, the bottle of vodka, like, crying. Like, I've seen those episodes, like, I've seen those clips. But, like, I haven't, like, I don't know, like,
how
the background.
You do this to me? Question mark.
But I don't know, like, the background and the context. So that's the stuff, like, I'll need. So what I haven't seen
clip.
From the.
Clip! No, it's too good.
What I haven't seen from the beginning, I'm watching Atlanta from the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm currently on season 2.
Okay.
Or 3, I think.
Okay, I don't think I knew you were watching Atlanta from the beginning.
Yeah, watching
Atlanta
from the beginning.
So good.
It's so good. Who gonna check me, boo? So good. Like, that was literally.
It's so
that
good.
Was
and the Rolex.
Television.
What does this mean? Oh. I love Nene Leakes. You could never.
I love Nene so much.
You could never, ever, ever make
me
Nene Leakes.
Yeah, I love her so much. Okay, so Atlanta, you could do New York,
Beverly Hills. Okay.
And Jersey. Like, the thing is, like, I've seen all of those shows, but I've seen the more recent seasons. I'd probably say, like, seasons that are, like, 2019 on, like, I've seen.
Oh, so we have. Okay.
So there's a
so
lot
of. So I haven't
of
seen, like, Flip the Table, New Jersey.
I, like, know the context, but, like, I.
You haven't
and, like,
seen,
I've seen
the christening?
Clip. Oh, I know the christening.
Okay.
Because, like, that's how it started. I tried to watch Jersey from the beginning. And I was just, like...
It's kind of boring with that one, like, Danielle. I don't know if I care about Danielle and her, like, tank top and miniskirt. Like, I don't know if I care.
I know. And Jacqueline
but she's
and everything.
So
Jacqueline,
chaotic.
Rita. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
but then they're all, like, related. And I don't really remember how they're all related. Like, somebody's, like, husband is the cousin, is the sister. Yeah,
exactly.
All of that.
So...
I don't know.
Yeah. So that's where we're
okay,
at.
Okay, so kind of a lot.
So there's kind of a lot. Like, there's a lot of content that we could go from.
Okay.
That we could
I also, like, have never seen, like, Dallas... Like those
haven't seen
deep
either.
Cuts,
haven't seen
Washington D.C.
Haven't seen D.C. I feel like we could watch D.C.
We should definitely watch D.C.
We should definitely watch D.C.
Now that we've like lived there
and unpack it, yeah. I low key feel like Potomac's just like a better version of it though.
Potomac is so good.
Potomac's I think
and you've
I think
seen
Potomac's
Potomac
my favorite.
From the beginning.
I from the beginning.
Okay,
Potomac's
yeah.
my favorite. Potomac I think is like my favorite franchise to be so honest.
Okay, let me think. I love Potomac, but I just, like, old Beverly Hills and old New York.
Really get you.
What about Salt Lake City?
Oh, I've seen Salt Lake City from the beginning, too.
Okay. Well, yeah it's newer.
It's newer.
Do you
like
love
I said,
Salt Lake City?
Love
Salt
Lake.
City.
I think Salt Lake is, whenever I tell people, when people are like, where do I start with Housewives? I tell them to start with Salt Lake.
You do?
Yeah, because how I feel about Salt Lake City is, like, it is, I think it's the most accessible.
Okay.
Because it's, like, the newest.
It's not, yeah, it's short.
And I think it's, like, it's honestly, like, a perfect amalgamation of, like, what Housewives should be.
Yeah.
Like, you have so much shit going on, and it's so dramatic.
Yeah.
And, like, there's so many iconic moments, like, the Sprinter Van, or not the Sprinter Van, but yes, like, the Sprinter Van.
Sprinter Van was iconic.
When they're going
in Mexico.
To Vail.
Or no.
When they're going to Vail, like, Jen and, like, the cops pull up, the FBI pulls up. I'm shaking. I'm physically shaking. And then she's shaking.
That was a really good impression. She's hung, like, six lawyers. One of seven lawyers. Yeah. She's so funny. Lisa Barlow is not okay.
No, but I love her. I love her. Salt Lake, they found, like, such gems for that cast.
Can we do a tasting of all the, like Housewives tequilas or Housewives, like, drinks?
Yeah, for sure.
There's Vita Tequila. What else is there? Oh, there's the Villa Rose. What's her name?
Like, Vanderpump Rose. Yeah.
And there also Lisa Rinna has a rose.
Oh, gosh, Rinna.
And then Kathy Hilton has a tequila. I only know that because she's like...
Because the Aspen. Yeah,
the other one.
Yeah, like, my friend Kendall Jenner's tequila. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Kathy Hilton was so mad.
Yeah. Oh, I believe that that happened.
100%. Because Kathy Hilton has never been told no.
Yeah, for sure.
And when you're like... When somebody tells you no, you, like, don't know how to act. If for you sure. are, like, 60-something and you've never been told no, and somebody tells you no, 100%. And you can't, like, use your, like, I'm Kathy Hilton. Because, I mean, we're from Colorado. Okay, Aspen is, like, fancies.
Aspen's so
But fancy. Also, you're still in Colorado. I don't know you. I don't care about you. 100%. Like,
yeah. Like, there's,
move
like,
on.
Exactly.
Like, and she so just little. Did not know how to handle that.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that
and lost her mind.
Happened. 100%.
Because she was like, I really want them to play Michael Jackson. Isn't that what it was? It was so bizarre.
It was something weird. And I also think, like, with that whole situation, like, the fact that they didn't, like, air the footage or everything, like, to me, it just confirms, like, how bad it was.
Yeah.
And they want Kathy to stick around.
Because they could get footage if they wanted.
Yeah, and they want Kathy to stick around, but, like, they're not going to air it for that reason.
But also, don't you think, like, she could, like, afford them to not, like, play it?
Oh, for sure. Kyle's an executive producer of Beverly Hills.
And so, we don't talk about that enough.
Yeah, and that was their mistake. When they did that, I think it went downhill.
It's so true.
Like, I've seen, like, iconic Beverly Hills. Like, I've seen the bunny.
Oh, yeah.
And the single tear that runs down Rinna's cheek.
So I brought back the bunny.
I just think it had good energy.
It didn't have good energy. She's like, okay, I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
She, like, walks off the bunny.
It makes me really sad. And the bunny's in the clubhouse now.
Lisa Rinna.
I miss her.
Oh, my gosh.
I miss her.
Such a good housewife.
She was such a good housewife.
Talk about my husband.
No, it's so good. Beast.
That whole dinner. That whole dinner.
Yes.
Beast.
The Amsterdam dinner. Or like when
the Tokyo dinner. Was it Tokyo? When
Brandy slapped Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh no, that was
on a boat somewhere.
Was that Amsterdam?
No, that was, I think, some
that was on a boat. I thought in Amsterdam.
Somewhere. Maybe it was in Amsterdam.
Because remember, she was like, I just saw you smoking weed and now you're not even gonna have like a piece of this like space cake or whatever.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Was it the same time? I don't know if that was the same one. Brandy Glanville.
A piece of work.
She is a piece of work.
Yeah.
With those high heels and those, like...
And the filler and everything.
The filler.
It's too much.
And then she was like, these are just my cheeks. No. It's just the blush placement. What? No.
There's a lot of, like, housewives that have, like, the blindness of, like, cosmetic
most
procedures.
Of them.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of who looks, like, good. Who's, like, work that looks really good. Jessel. From Roni Reboot.
Oh, Jessel looks so good.
Yeah, like, actually, like, she came back and I was like,
oh, she looks stunning.
I want the number of, like,
she looks great.
The under eye, like, everything.
Perfect.
She, like,
teeth, everything.
Great.
She looks great.
Great. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So true. Jessel looks great.
Yeah.
Who else?
Is that it?
That might be it. Luann De Lesseps looks nuts. Sorry.
Yeah.
She looks crazy.
Shannon also is just, like,
No, it's not good.
I don't think anybody. But one thing, like, Giselle, like, another one of the reasons, I know she's had, like, obviously cosmetic work done. I'm sure she's had Botox, but I think she's actually let herself age.
Yeah.
And I love that. Like,
I love that.
Like, yeah, like, she's, like, not trying to, like, totally reverse it all.
Yeah. No, she looks great.
Yeah.
She looks so great.
Teresa looks so bad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It got bad for Teresa.
Most of them.
I know.
Most of them.
I know.
And then they're all, like, on... like crazy Ozempic.
All of them.
They're so skinny.
Yeah. Like,
all just as for Crystal, when she was going through her hard time, and
Crystal.
Then they were all like, the next season, they all came back skinnier than ever.
No, literally.
It's like, now you, like, what?
Erica. Like, you know,
oh,
like.
Yeah. Why is Erica saying she's not on anything?
Erica just needs to fess up. Like,
But who was the one who was like, it's not Ozempic, it's Mounjaro or something? It's, that like, was it's Jennifer the same Aiden. Thing. Jennifer Aiden is so.
I love Jennifer Aiden.
Funny. Yeah, she's hilarious. But she's also like.
She's so crazy. She's perfect housewife. Housewife.
She's the perfect housewife.
She and Bill Aiden.
Bill Aiden and their kids.
Yeah.
They are a mess.
They're 50-11 children.
Like, and that house with that furniture and the mom. The mom it. And the dad.
I love their house. And Paramus. Paramus. So good. There's so many great Jersey moments. Like, and Teresa's kids. Like, Teresa is Jersey. Like, let's be so real.
Teresa is Jersey. Yeah. So which one is going to be on the show?
The Gia, new one? The oldest.
Gia. Okay. Mm-hmm. Daughter. Don't ever talk about my daughter.
Yeah.
What was that whole thing? She, like, did not, unfortunately, understand what, like, analogy was. And then, who was it? Who was like, it's like if I had said,
yes.
Oh, Jackie.
Jackie Goldschneider. I know. Yawn.
But that, I mean.
But she came back and she was like Team Teresa. And I was like, she okay, was. Team. Like, I was like,
but yeah, it was like, if there was ever a time that Teresa Giudice was so loud and wrong, it was the analogy thing. She was like, I didn't say your daughter's doing coke. And she's like, you said my daughter's doing coke. No,
literally. I literally. Never talk about my children. And she's so reactive. Like, she's so
and
reactive.
Then, and the thing is, it was after she had just done that whole thing about Evan, like the husband.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what do you, she doesn't.
She's so delusional.
Good for her.
But like, I love it. Like, I honestly like you need your housewives that way.
Yeah.
Like, I like yeah. Like,
she's perfect.
Okay, so whose side are you on, the Teresa Melissa beef?
I think everybody's just loud and wrong. For everybody sure. needs. Everybody needs to take a breath.
For sure.
Everybody needs to take like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Deep, more than 10 minutes. For sure. Definitely. And realize that, like, none of it was that serious.
And none of it matters.
None of it matters. Like, they're still fighting about, like, who got her on the show.
Yeah.
And those, I think, are, like, verifiable facts. The thing is, Teresa does not care about verifiable facts.
For sure.
So Melissa's going to just have to be like, you know what? You're right.
For sure.
And she will never do it.
She will.
But she has to for the sake of the kids.
Yeah. I think, well, now that the kids are adults, I think that, like, it'll be okay. Like, I think the kids could have a relationship, like, if they wanted to.
But do you know where I think it's going to get weird? Because it got weird with, like, Paris and Nikki.
Yeah.
And where it's like, you might not be invited to your, like, nieces and nephews' weddings.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
That is weird. That is weird.
But I think they might be at that point.
For sure. I think they're there.
I hate that, though.
I do, too. I totally do, too. I think, okay, with the whole Melissa, Teresa, because, I've watched long enough, like, to know that. My take is, again, Teresa is New Jersey. I don't think there's a Jersey without Teresa unless they do a complete reboot.
And that's not something I'm interested in.
No, I'm not interested in
complete reboot.
Melissa does not have a storyline without Teresa.
100%.
She doesn't. And she doesn't. Teresa has storylines without Melissa.
Yeah.
So if we're talking strictly in show terms and like who brings most of the show, it's Teresa.
It's Teresa.
That doesn't mean she's right, but that means that I'm more inclined to excuse her bad behavior.
100%.
Like, Melissa's bad behavior. And Joe. Like,
Melissa has to suck it up.
And Joe Groga. I'm like, my gosh, you're not a housewife.
Joe is a housewife.
He loves the camera. He loves the camera.
Oh, my God. You need to tell me when you're caught up on Atlanta. Because, speaking of housewives that are the husbands.
The husbands.
Freaking Dennis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a lot.
Oh.
It's a lot.
It's so.
It's too much.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's so, like, you want to be a housewife so bad.
So bad.
With Drew Sidora.
I know.
And then Ralph.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
If you wanted to pull the most embarrassing versions of a man, it would be Ralph and Dennis.
Yeah, that's true. And I just feel like, but like, where do these women find them? Like.
And then they have children with them.
Oh, that's
so
scary.
It's so scary.
Lord in heaven. Like, I get so scared.
No, it's so scary. But I love Portia. She just made really, really bad decisions with Ben.
Yeah.
But.
I like Angela. I think Angela's, like, insufferable by
the I don't know if you're going to keep liking her.
Okay, really? Am
I going to keep liking her? I think you might. I don't know.
Okay.
Angela.
I think she's her full name, Angela Oakley.
Angela Oakley.
Yeah.
And her husband, Charles.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll take.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll see. What's her feeling? And
then all the new girls, like.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about bad surgery.
Yeah. Ooh.
One of them, like, I can't, it actually hurts my ears a little bit.
I like to, like, see what it looks like.
And, yeah. No, like, she can't, she's so nasally.
Yeah.
And it's not her fault, but it's, like, hard to listen to.
No,
and I don't know how you fix it. I mean, Angela Oakley talked about it. She's like, they did it too much. She's like, I was too pinched. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I feel like we just get used to it. Like, I remember, like, when I started watching, like, Jersey and, like, I was, like, seeing Teresa, I was like, I'm never going to get used to the way this woman looks. And now, like, I'm so used to it.
I know.
So I feel like we'll just get used to their voices.
But you know what? It's going to, like, come back. It, like, in a couple of years, everybody's going to go back to, like, the dissolving their filler and da-da-da-da-da, blah-blah-blah. And
just, like, have it be normal.
Just be a normal-looking person.
I think that works.
And, you know, that's America.
This is America. America has a problem.
America definitely has a problem. But whatever, we're here for it. We're gonna watch all the Housewives.
Yeah, we're gonna watch all of it. Okay, we can do, so we'll end on, you know, ending on a positive note is, you know,
love.
Is, well, it's tired. We're gonna end on a negative note, which is our segment. I'm sorry, I called you dumb. Maybe I meant stupid. So who did we call dumb and we meant stupid this week? Like, what was, like, a stupid moment of somebody from any of the shows this week that...
Am I giving it to Jesse Solomon?
Yeah, I think that's probably it. It has to be. Right?
He's so stupid.
Yeah, I'm sorry, like, you dumb.
It's stupid. There's so many reasons. Number one, the toe sucking.
Disgusting.
But also, that's not all that happened. But I think what really bothered me was he was like, Sierra, can I talk to you? And he pulled her and says, like, twice, I think. And he said, I really don't like being called a two-faced liar. And it's like, then don't be a two-faced liar. It's really that easy.
Yeah.
Sierra's not just throwing words around.
No,
she's seeing what you're doing, and she's saying that.
Yeah.
And then you are being like, oh, I really don't like it. Stop it. Get a haircut, first of all.
He had a haircut the first season. He looked better.
He looked so much better the first season. Right. No, I feel like he's like...
Both he and Wes look better the first season.
So much better. But, like, what's...
Because Wes was going to a barber and was listening to his black friend. So he's not.
So true.
He's wearing scarves with trucker hats.
He wants to be A$AP Rocky so bad.
No. So bad. So
and
bad.
It's like, you're not A$AP Rocky. It's, and that's so, okay.
No.
Like, you could just be, like...
You're a ginger and you have a very flush complexion.
Yeah. And that's totally fine with your, like, little bit of swag. Like, you can do whatever. You can do, like, a little bit of dance.
He has a little bit.
You, like, dance a little bit.
Yeah.
And, like, at the little parties, like, you see his little two-step.
Yeah.
And it works for him. But just keep it there. But, like, just do that. But that's all we need.
Unfortunately.
I don't need anything else from him. Like, and unfortunately, he does everything else.
I know.
And that's a problem. So maybe he's also the stupid
I would say it's Jesse. Because like, Jesse's definitely, because, like, what I thought was so, the moment where I was like, no, like, you're so dumb, you're so stupid, is when he was, like, to Sierra, and he was like, well, like, what should I have done? Just, like, called you and said, like...
Yeah. Oh, my God, I forgot about that.
Like, and he literally says exactly what he should have done. He's like, should I have just, like, reached out to you and said, like...
Yeah.
Well, like, it makes Lexi uncomfortable.
Oh, my God, let's do the whole thing. You be Jesse, I'll be Sierra.
No, okay, like, God. And he was like... Well, I'm sorry, like, I just, like, made a joke about the arm, like, I was just trying to, like,
it wasn't stuff, funny.
Like, usually someone laughs, like, when someone makes a joke, someone laughs. Yeah. And he was like, oh, yeah, but, like, I just, what should I have done? Should I have, like, called you and, like, said, like, you know, like, it makes Lexi uncomfortable? Like,
yes, that's exactly what you should have done,
exactly.
Jesse.
And he was so flabbergasted. She was like, we're close enough that you could have texted me, picked up the phone, and said...
Just say it.
Literally. Like,
just say it. If our relationship made her uncomfortable... like that, then say it. She has the cutest accent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you say it. She's like, because I'm over it. I'm over you guys. I'm over it. I have one more week.
So good.
I have one more week for you. That's just enough to get me through the summer.
No. She's like, I'm getting my check. And then
I'm getting my check and I'm leaving.
Yeah. No.
She looks so good. You can never.
All the time.
Oh my God.
She looks so good all the time.
Such a bad.
Paige looks really good this season too.
Paige looks good.
Amanda too. All the girls.
Okay. You are not into Southern Charm, right?
So I've watched the last 3 or 4 seasons of Southern Charm.
Okay, let me just tell you a little something about Craig Conover.
Mm-hmm.
I knew from the beginning that it was not going to work with Paige.
See, I didn't, because I was, like, a giggler.
See,
and
a
I
lot
was,
of
like,
people
yeah.
didn't. So one of my friends is the same way. She does not know him on Southern Charm, like, pre-2021-ish mm-hmm. or so. He is a mess.
Yeah.
And this is how he is in every single relationship. So I was like, oh, no, Paige, you also don't know Craig Conover, unfortunately.
Okay.
But
for
those of us who know, you see it from a mile away. And it's like, I really wanted it to work because, like, I love her. But then I knew it wasn't going to, so I felt bad.
Yeah.
And then now it's like he just looks terrible. He's such a hater.
No, he's such a hater. He's not a hater. What is he? He's a liar.
Yeah.
No, he's not a liar.
He's a storyteller.
And the lawyer. Me.
I'm not a liar.
I'm a storyteller. Exactly. You and like I don't send the email by EOG. Yeah. I'm just a storyteller.
No, I really did.
Yeah, I really did.
You didn't get it? Oh my god, something must have been I didn't get the email you did not send. Because you did not send it.
No,
oh, exactly. I just saw this. Really?
I was just
because you're not on your phone constantly. Like, no.
No, all my screen time's abysmal. But okay, I think that's good. I think we'll have to discuss Summer House next week because I think it's the season finale.
Is it? Okay.
Episode. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we go into the reunion, which I'm so ready for.
I'm so ready for the reunion.
Yeah.
Because, like, all the dust will have settled a little bit by then.
For sure. For sure.
You're going to get caught up on Atlanta.
I'm going to get caught up on Atlanta. I'm going to watch it on the plane on my way home. It's my plan.
Okay. And then we're going to figure out what your first assignment is for Scooty Seas.
I feel like it's giving New York. Okay. I think, like, that's what it is. Like, especially because, like, New York's gone and, like, dusted. Like, I think, like, it's going to be New York.
And before the, what's it? The New York? Young New York? What is it called?
Next Gen NYC.
Next Gen NYC.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm gonna feel about that one.
I feel like I'm gonna like it.
Okay.
Am I gonna like it?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's kind of like a random group of
my
people.
My problem is I'm gonna wanna be them. We're all the same age. I'm gonna be like, why is there not a camera on me?
Yeah.
You know, they're actually filming a Bravo show in DC.
What show?
I don't know. There's like gay people involved.
Oh my god, I love it.
Like a bunch of like gay men. And it's like they're like entrepreneurs like bobbing around the town.
Love that.
Yeah. But like I wanna be on it. So
yeah, but unfortunately you're not a gay man.
I know, but I think they have to have some women on there, like, you know what
yeah
I mean?
For sure.
To like, yeah, like, sure,
balance
in today's
that's must. DEI yeah. Scooty. I don't think so.
They don't do that.
Totally no. Okay,
I think this is a great
yeah
great test. I think we killed it.
Yeah, I think we did.
It's so
good.
Long. It's okay, perfect.